I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Former Presidents Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush are sharing a pulpit as they eulogize former Georgia Governor and U.S. Senator Zell Miller at an Atlanta church. Today's memorial at Peachtree Road United Methodist Church is the second of three public services for Miller, who died Friday at the age of 86. Miller was a lifelong Democrat, but is the only American to have delivered the keynote address at a Democratic and Republican national convention. He did it for Clinton in 1992 and for Bush in 2004. After today's service, he will lie in state at the Georgia Capitol until a state funeral tomorrow. Well, here's the latest on the cyber attack on the City of Atlanta computer network. Officials say they now know who's behind it, but are not publicly disclosing that information, nor have they ruled out paying the ransom. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms.
We are dealing with a hostage situation. So just as we wouldn't give away too much information if there were a physical hostage, we do have to be careful as we speak about timelines.
Mayor Bottoms says an incident response team has been working around the clock with cybersecurity experts from private firms, Georgia Tech, the FBI, and the Department of Homeland Security. Well, students at Savannah Law School are suing after the school announced it's shutting down. The suit says students have already paid tuition for the current semester or, in some cases, paid to secure a spot in the fall. Third-year student Katie Fitzpatrick transferred to Savannah Law School when she and her husband moved to the city.
I have a 2.5-year-old son who's in private school here. We're not going to move. So this is really the end of the line for me. If I can't graduate from here, you know, I'm not going to go transfer and lose credits all over again.
In a statement, the school says students can continue classes at another location, though students say it's not clear where. They can also relocate to the Atlanta campus of John Marshall Law School, which operates the Savannah campus. And an Atlanta chapter of the international fraternity Omega Psi Phi is dealing with allegations of financial fraud, according to a new report. Fraternity member Randall Griffin, who served as an accountant for the group in 2012, says he discovered that leadership was stealing thousands of dollars in dues and using them for personal purposes. He says he was then suspended after bringing the concern forward. Griffin told CBS 46 that things inside the fraternity need to change.
We have an organization that is dear to me and dear to a great number of other brothers, and we need to get the corruption out of it.
A representative from the fraternity says the group has been cooperative with police and that an internal review of misuse of funds did take place. Omega Psi Phi has over 700 chapters and is more than 100 years old. Well, drivers traveling for Easter and spring break may find the roads will be a bit clearer over the next few weeks. That's because the Georgia Department of Transportation is suspending construction-related lane closures over the next two weekends to help with congestion for the holidays. The suspension will be in effect from noon Friday to 10 p.m. Sunday and again at the same time next weekend, April 6th to April 8th. GDOT says crews may still be working near highways and safety concerns may require long-term lane closures to remain in place. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.